Joe Rogan speculates FBI raided Trump to knock him out of 2024 run. By Paul Bois on August 18, 2022. Podcaster Joe Rogan addressed the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and conceded that the DOJ sought to knock the former president out of the 2024 election. Speaking with Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon on his podcast this week, Rogan questioned if the FBI has actual criminal charges against Trump, saying he should face justice if they do. I mean, like, legally, what did they find? And is he actually in trouble? Because I think the goal was to try to knock him out of the 2024 elections, right? By trying him for crimes. What did he do? Rogan asked. Though details remain ambiguous at this time, the DOJ and the FBI maintain they were seeking to obtain nuclear-related documents at Mar-a-Lago and classified information that Trump had in his possession. Is it really about confidential information that he shouldn't have had in his home that was so important they couldn't just ask for it, they had to go in and get it? Dillon asked. I think the problem is having it, right? Rogan said. Because if you have it in an unsecure location, meaning unsecure, in terms of the government's protection, it's not locked up in archives, it's not in a place that's very difficult to access. You have control personally over the access to something that's top secret. If that's the case, then that's a problem. Because that safe can be opened, people can get in there. People can get the code, they can copy it, they can send it to China, he added. Do you think that's a genuine concern? Or is it, they want to find something, anything, that they can use to prevent him from running again? Dillon said. Rogan conceded that it could be a case of the FBI harassing Trump for a law they would never harass former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on. I think both things are valid, Rogan said. I think, if they're just doing that, and they're using the FBI in a way that they would never use it against Hillary Clinton, and they're going after him in a way they would never go after Ghislaine Maxwell's client list, then we have a real conversation. But that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a real conversation about should someone have access. You're not above the law, and you can't decide that you're not going to follow the law because you know better. And I don't know if that's the case, Rogan added. In the same episode, Rogan and Seth Dillon engaged in a heated debate about abortion. Paul Bois joined Breitbart News in the summer of 2021 after previously working as a writer for Truth Revolt and The Daily Wire. He has written thousands of news articles on a variety of topics, from current events to pop cultural trends. Follow him on Twitter at PaulBois39.